AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Volkswagen's top U.S. executive goes before Congress this morning, and things are expected to get hot. VW's admitted it cheated U.S. emissions testing by rigging the software on its diesel vehicles. Now we're learning the VW will withdraw plans to ask that its 2016 diesel vehicles be certified under the emissions standards. Here's our Violet Ekonomova.
The lack of certification is bad news for American VW dealers who were hoping to put the new models on sale soon. At some dealerships, the diesel models account for about a third of sales. One general manager in White Plains, New York, says his dealership had already lost three deals with potential buyers because he couldn't get the new cars.
It doesn't appear there'll be a strike now at Fiat Chrysler plants. Fiat Chrysler has reached a tentative labor agreement with the United Auto Workers Union. Union leaders will vote on the deal tomorrow in Detroit. Floodwaters are receding across South Carolina after the massive rainstorm, but homeowners are now returning to find out what they've lost. Here's our Ed Donahue.
The floodwaters are nasty.
It's smelly. And it's wet.
Amanda Perez outside Charleston says she has lost at least two cars to flooding.
I'm glad it's stuff and not my family.
Water from heavy rains are headed toward the Atlantic. Governor Nikki Haley says people are holding their breath and saying a prayer.
Please be on guard. Please be ready that you may see voluntary, mandatory evacuations. The water is flowing.
Senator Lindsey Graham is warning the flooding could break the bank of federal emergency funds, possibly topping more than $1 billion. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Obama's apologized for that tragic U.S. airstrike that hit a hospital in Afghanistan, but at a news conference this morning in Kabul, Doctors Without Borders says it's pressing for an independent investigation. This is AP Radio News. Seems everybody wants to move to Los Angeles. You could be forgiven for thinking that after looking at what's going on in the NFL. Our Julie Walker says the commissioner, Roger Goodell, expects team owners to vote on this.
The St. Louis Rams, Oakland Raiders, and San Diego Chargers all have designs on moving to L.A. Commissioner Goodell says owners are mindful of what's at stake.
They expressed, obviously, a great deal of concern for the communities where these teams are playing now, wanting to continue to be there and be successful long term, but also recognizing that we need to find long-term solutions here.
The Rams are proposing a stadium in Inglewood, while the Raiders and Chargers have one planned for Carson. Owners could vote in January. I'm Julie Walker.
The Chicago Cubs have advanced to the National League Division Series against St. Louis by beating the Pirates 4-0 in Pittsburgh. I'm Rita Foley, and this is AP Radio News.